This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Draft Sounder since we switched to 96.5 The Fan.
That's
do
right.
This very early in the draft process because we don't want to spend too much time this far out.
We also have a guest.
Is there like a special one? Wait, a guest?
Oh, yeah.
Where's the mock draft? Whenever there's a new one out, and usually you just say, hey, guys, I saw this new mock draft. We're like, okay, Drew, whatever it is. What do you mean there's a guest? You booked somebody?
Well, Character Concerns podcast, a new one is out, and Jay Binkley and Christina Nocera put out their first mock draft. Well,
there is a phone number
out
here. This is Bink, I think, on the line.
It is.
Jay Binkley, what's going on, man? Is this 1.0? That must be 1.0.
It is 1.0, full all 32 teams,
oh, wow.
Mock draft. I heard the sounder, and it's like, that's my bat signal.
So you called it.
So you heard the sounder, and you're like, let's do my mock draft.
I have no idea what this mock draft is. So
is it Abdul Carter for the Chiefs? Or?
We're learning on the fly with you.
No, the sounder went. Drew called me, and
okay.
We got it. So any time that it put a mock out, you play the sounder. I mean, it's about time you play the sounder for me.
Okay, so I'm not even kidding. I don't know what.
I don't know who did you pick.
You said this mock draft is out on your Character Concerns podcast,
yeah,
that just came out. Who do you have?
Dropped,
I guess,
it like it's hot.
All right, well, go ahead and lay out the draft for us here.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me ask you guys, which direction would you go? Then I'll tell you which direction we went. So you're sitting there at 31. Which direction do you go?
Defensive line.
I think that's the most realistic path,
okay,
but I'm going to actually go and say wide receiver after all this.
You know what? On 1.0, didn't do it because we do it kind of as a litmus test too, kind of like you're going through all the teams, you're thinking about their needs, where they're going to go. And the receivers they think you'd grab in the first round, it's a little bit different than last year when,
okay,
you know, Keon Coleman's still sitting there and Xavier Worthy and A.D. Mitchell and all those guys. So thinking about it, there's one guy under contract on defensive line. So clearly Derek Harmon out of Oregon was kind of between him and a corner. We had a really good corner still on the board. Savon Ravel out of East Carolina is about 6'3", 190. Dude is a freaking hitter, and he's fast as hell. This would be a nice physical corner that they actually come out and support the run game. You can put him on the edge. You can do a lot of different things, but he's got that extreme length and speed that I think the Chiefs would covet. This guy, a very physical guy like he had with L'Jarius Sneed at that point. Do I want to get wide receivers? Yes. That's a second round, third round. Do I want to get running back? Yes. Tight end, we shall see what happens in that direction. But sitting there at 31, obviously people are probably like, oh, you need a tackle in that situation. Yeah, but I'm not wild about getting a tackle and have them start if they're pick 31 because I don't want to do that to Mahomes again, right?
Yeah,
now I think the guy deserves better than a rookie left tackle starting.
Now, this is 1.0. We haven't even had the combine yet, so I understand this thing can change,
yeah,
a little bit. I believe Mel Kiper, I just looked him up because I'm not going to claim that I knew who the hell this guy was, but Mel Kiper said he has him as his number two corner, and the number 23 overall prospect. And a scout told him in September, quote, the size, the length, and the movement skills for being as tall and long as he is, you don't see that as a body type as rangy and fluid as he is at that size. So
well, he is. And here's the one thing about him. Played at East Carolina. They've only had two first-round picks in their history. They haven't had anybody in that round since 07, so it's a rarity that East Carolina has a guy up that high. But Quinyon Mitchell went to the Eagles last year. Dude played at Toledo, and the guy was an absolute stud for Philly this year. They have the number one pass defense because they drafted Cooper DeJean as well in the draft. But this is a nice physical corner that I've seen anywhere from late first round. He's starting to make it to the mid-20s. But here's the thing about him and why I think there's a possibility he could be there. He went to the Shrine Bowl this year, but he didn't participate. He tore his ACL in September. So
I love that. You're scaring me already, Bank. You're scaring me a little bit with that. I don't like hearing that for a first-round
pick. But I'd rather it already happened. I mean, it happens to these guys all the time. Yeah. In modern medicine, they're fine. But what I'm saying is this is why I think that he could be sitting there where he is. He's a he's a huge talent. Just Mel Kiper's 100% right, you know, about him. But he's that big physical corner that doesn't mind coming up and hitting in the running game and, you know, being that type of corner. He's the type of guy you could blitz at the quarterback. I think he'd be good for this defense. But, again, wide receiver talent, I think it'd be a stretch if you grab somebody at 31. Last year, it made sense when they moved up a couple spots to get Xavier Worthy. Do I think they need a receiver? 100% I do. I mean, their top two receivers got hurt last year, basically for the whole year with Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown. So what happens if your receivers get hurt this year? Because it can happen. It is the NFL. Guys get hurt all the time. So, yes, I think they need to load up on receiver. But sitting there at 31, if they stay there at 31, I think Savon Revelle would be the dude.
Thanks, Bink. You know, it was good for Alex and I's first mock draft center of the year to be your mock draft, you know?
Well, you know what? I appreciate that. It was a pleasure, and we'll have plenty more, trust me.
Now,
we get the combine starting February 27th. I'm sure things will change.
No doubt.
I don't know what he's going to do with the combine, though. That's the thing. I'd love to see his 40 time and things like that, so I'm not sure because he did have that ACL in September, so we'll see where he's at. He went to the Shrine Bowl and did all the interviews and that kind of thing, but he didn't participate.
I give you a hard time for this every single year. So the next mock draft, is at 1.5? Is it 1.2? Is it 2.0? How do you determine this, you know?
Well, last year we went on the half, like 1.5.
Okay.
Like, just to be different.
Okay.
You know, just to be different.
All right. Okay. We'll look forward to 1.5.
Thanks, Bank.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.